Ah, yes. What's up, people? Welcome to the program. It's Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. Welcome to the program. How are you? All right, two ways to listen today right off the top. Of course, you can watch the feed on Ustream over your computer or over your iPhone or Droid or any of those things. Or you can click on the front page of ChubbyRay.com. To the right, there is a Listen Here button. That gives you an audio-only feed, uses a lot less resources if you get buffering and things like that. Please click on that feed, and you will hear just fine. I don't care what kind of computer you have. That feed is it's a 24-kilobit feed. A Texas Instrument calculator can get that feed, I'm pretty sure. Hooked up to a dial-up with a hamster running it. Can pick up that feed. I'm positive of it. It's so low powered. Should never have any buffering problems with that. So welcome to the program. How are you? My name is Ray, as always, and I'm joined by the one and only Gully.
Hello, Ray.
And Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Squeaky voice, but still alive.
Did we have a good weekend?
Yeah. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always good to hear something. Yeah. What happened?
Nothing really. I just developed some kinds of like illness, and as you can tell, I sound like crap.
Yeah. How did? Wait a minute. How can you be across the Atlantic Ocean, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In England, and you ended up with basically the same thing that I had last week? Does it really travel that fast? Do you think
it's Skype?
I want to know how he is all the way in England.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his new computer. He's got Skype running. He's got a cold, and yet he still sounds better than Hillbilly Joe.
Yes.
Joe, actually, you know what? Actually, Joe called me this week. He didn't call me. He sent me a text message this week. Wanting to know how things are going and get his times lined up to be on the show this week.
Once a week, Ray.
I'm saying, though, that he's actually being, Joe's being...
considerate.
Yeah, he's being considerate. He's asking and stuff like that. I think that's very nice of him. Has everybody informed... Have you informed everyone that we are on the air? I know I haven't. I haven't been on Facebook. I'll explain why. I will explain why in a moment. I got a lot of stories from the weekend. You will not believe... The Sean Boleyn story that I have for you.
I have extra for that story too, Ray.
Oh, really? Oh, you do know the Sean Boleyn story?
No, I have extra for Sean Boleyn story of the day.
Oh, my God. I have an unbelievable Sean Boleyn story. I mean, it's one of those all-time great Sean Boleyn stories.
Nice.
Yeah, I just can't even. I don't know. The story. The story is so unbelievable.
Sounds very difficult to fathom.
Yeah, I'll have to. I just got to get into it. I guess I will explain that. But I'll first explain why I haven't been on Facebook all day, which is because I was going to watch the Royal Rumble last night. Okay, the WWE pay-per-view. It's the only pay-per-view that it's pretty much the only pay-per-view I get. All right, from WWE.
You don't get WrestleMania?
No, not anymore. I used to, but not anymore. It doesn't do it for me anymore. Not like it, you know what I mean? I mean, it just hasn't been that good. WWE seems to have lost their way, in my opinion.
I agree.
For whatever that's worth,
Yeah, it's gone down the tubes.
And I was going to order it, though, because usually the Royal Rumble I get every year. You know, no matter what, the Royal Rumble is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Coco, get down. My cat is, for some reason, attacking the...
The Mad Moggy returns.
She's attacking the camera. The camera lens that hangs off of my camera,
mm-hmm.
She wants to attack it and eat it.
Not the best idea.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stop her. Anyway, about the Royal Rumble, it's usually the only one I get. You know, it's entertaining. You usually don't know what's going to happen, and so I find that entertaining.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So, but I was going to get it, and then I went to look for it, and now I switched from DirecTV to cable.
Mm-hmm.
In December, all right, because we moved, and it doesn't come in here. The cable offered a cheaper price, blah, 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 a bunch of reasons. I had to switch. So I make the switch, and then the other thing is WGN, which shows the Cubs, you know, my favorite team, it's
those
not in
losers.
HD. It's not in HD, all right? On DirecTV, it's in crappy old whatever that. I don't even know what that. It's worse than whatever. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I get this cable, and they've got WGN in HD.
Okay.
But so I go to order the pay-per-view, and I realize that they don't have the pay-per-view in HD. You can't order the Royal Rumble in high definition. I'm like, why am I going to pay for something if it's not even in HD? I can't stand to watch programs that are not in HD.
Well, once you're accustomed to something, you don't want to go back, really,
exactly.
Do you?
Once you get accustomed to HD, you know, the other stuff just looks horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, so because of that, I decided I wasn't going to get it, and I'm like, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll wait, and I'll get it tomorrow, and I'll watch it. And then I start thinking, okay, wait a minute. Last year during the Royal Rumble, all of these people were Facebooking what was happening. You know, so-and-so won the Royal Rumble. They were like, you know, last year it was Randy Orton that won it. They're like, Randy mm-hmm. Orton won the Royal Rumble. You know, he won the Rumble. So-and-so won. And I'm like, I can't go on Facebook because if I go on Facebook, I'll know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason I get the Royal Rumble is I like to be surprised, you know?
Yep.
By not knowing who won.
That's fair enough.
So what happens is, I stay off of Facebook until I get a chance to watch it today. So I finally watch it in HD this afternoon.
Me too.
Right before we went on the air, I was watching it.
I actually watched it less than an hour ago myself.
Yeah, so it was. I mean, it was a good. It was. I thought the Royal Rumble itself was really good.
What?
Yeah, the other matches were awful.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody. I can type it in, but
yeah, go ahead and type it in.
In case someone hasn't seen it, I'll type it in. I don't want to say who won it.
Well, Raw comes on in 2.5 hours anyway.
Yeah, you'll know then. There you go.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, he wasn't even supposed to be in it.
No,
I guess
no,
that
sucks.
Yeah,
it's always
the one.
Yeah, so I mean, but it was pretty interesting the way they did it. I thought it was pretty good. And so they do the big. It's a big pay-per-view for them. I didn't want to see who won it. And then sure enough, I go to my Facebook and I look at what would have come up. And yeah, about 7 people said it on Facebook. So I would have seen it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God I didn't go to Facebook. And then I'm also having some kind of Facebook DNS issues where I try to go to Facebook and it sends me to different pages. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I always have that problem with people giving away like Heroes or 24. No, because I've got loads of people in America, and I'll normally download them in the morning,
right,
and watch them in the afternoon. And I don't go on Facebook in the mornings or the afternoon until I've watched them, because people always give it away, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Oh, really hate
but
that.
But I mean, note to WWE, I wanted to pay for your pay-per-view last night. I wanted to actually buy it. But because it wasn't running in HD, I wasn't going to. I decided not to purchase it.
What's the difference in price between, like, HD and standard definition?
I don't know. I don't know.
You just get it anyway.
I don't want to watch something that isn't in HD.
That's elitist. Well,
you know what I mean? It's just not worth it.
Well, I can understand now.
Well, it looks a certain way. You want it to look, if you're going to pay for something, you want it to look good, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't. One thing they done over here over the weekend, Manchester United soccer match was broadcast in a few pubs around the country in 3D, which was cool.
I heard about that. One of the first sports telecasts ever to be broadcast in 3D.
I'd probably get a headache with that type of 3D. I'd get a headache. But,
I thought I would get a headache with Avatar, and I didn't. I did not. I thoroughly
really bad
Avatar.
Headache with it.
I thought I'd get one with Avatar, but I did not. So, you know. All right, so anyway, that's why I wasn't on Facebook. Let me get to, I got to get to my weekend and the Sean Blitzer. Gorilla, how was your weekend, by the way?
Well, it depends on how you define good, I suppose.
Well, I listened to a little bit of your show on Friday night.
Yes.
And at one point on Friday night, you were talking about your cool new bed. And Mercy, who was co-hosting with you, and I don't even know, I don't know if you say she's your wife or not, but
she's my wife.
I know, but I don't know if you were saying on the show that you were married. You know, some people don't say that. Like Brian and Kelly, who did the morning show on WNNS.
Uh-huh.
All right, they've been married for God knows how long. You know,
right?
For like but damn near 20 years.
Everybody who listens to the Jungle is people we know, so it's.
Yeah.
They all know
and Brian and Kelly refused to admit they were married. They would never admit it.
Well, sure, now you're busting them out.
Well, no, but I busted them out, and I didn't know that it wasn't that it was secret. And I talked about it all the time when I was on WQLZ. I said they were having marital problems because they would get in fights with each other. back in the they seem to have mellowed out. I mean, they're both friends of mine. I consider them friends. I don't know if they consider me friends, but. I'd talk on the air. I go, why don't they tell everybody they're married? I'd say it, and they would. I think they would get upset about it because we would always. And Jimmy was another one who would bust them out.
So that was the big secret.
Yeah, we would bust them out for being married, and they were. And I noticed Gorilla does the same thing that he doesn't. I mean, I guess you don't have to say it, but so I didn't know if it was a big secret. But anyway, Gorilla's wife is Mercy, and she was co-hosting his show on Friday night. And so at one point, because we know last week the big topic on the show was. Gorilla's new bed and how he and his wife are now sleeping in separate bedrooms. And it turned
very true.
It was a big thing on the show, okay? Which, by the way, whenever I talk to anybody about the show, that's all they wanted to talk about. How's Gorilla's marriage?
That's good that people care.
That's what people say. They go, Ray, I love the new show. Hey, how's Gorilla's marriage? I go, it seems to be doing okay.
Doing good. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate your concern.
So on Friday night, his wife actually says, or he's bragging about his new bed and how he loves it.
Yes.
And how he goes, well, the show's over. He goes, I'm going to go listen. He goes, the Surfer Girl was coming on next or something. He goes, I'm going to go listen to Surfer Girl show and lay in my bed. And his wife goes, oh. She goes, can I come lay in the bed with you? And he goes, hell no, you're not allowed.
That's right.
And so she starts laughing, and she goes, no, seriously, I want to lay in the bed. And he goes, no. And he ended
seriously.
The show. And that's how he ended the show. He goes, no. All right, see you next week, everybody. And then he ended the show.
Nasty boy.
She was pissed. You could tell his wife was angry. She was like, she goes, what do you mean, no? He's like, no.
Is that your personal space, is it? No.
And that was it. And then you go, no, I know what you said. You went, you go, no, you're not allowed in the bed. See you next week, everybody.
Nice.
So did you really not let her in your bed?
I really did not let her in
my
bed.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What I did was I came over, Surfer Girl does her show on Ustream.
Oh.
So I went over to her channel. I said, hey, I'm going to listen. I said, but I'm going to put you up full screen. I'm just going to lay in bed and watch. Which is the only way to do it, actually.
Unbelievable. So,
she started getting a little, Surfer Girl started getting a little freaky on air. I was already in bed. I was already ready to go. She was up full screen.
It sounded like your wife was wanting to give you something to do in bed. No, you're not allowed.
Yeah, no.
So wait a minute. I thought when you got, I asked you, one of the questions I asked you was about, I said, what's this going to do to your sex life? You said, no different. We'll figure it out, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, now she's not allowed in the bed.
Well, she's got a bed of her own. We can go over there.
So you're saying you will never have sex in your bed?
I'm not saying that at all.
But you said she's never allowed in it.
That's not what I said either. I said she wasn't allowed in it at that point. Because I really was.
Because you said, no, you're not allowed. I mean, that was your exact words.
Yeah, but she's not allowed. That was meant for, like, then. Because I was going to go to bed. And just, I put Surfer Girl up. I was going to lay down and try and get some sleep.
Uh-huh.
And she, when that's the reason I didn't want her to come over. It's not that I won't in my bed.
Right.
It's just that I really was tired. I get up at 5 a.m. on Friday mornings. I go to work till 3. I'm on here
right.
at 4:30, and then I'm on air myself for 4 hours. So by 10 o'clock, I'm ready to go to sleep.
So you just, when you wanted sex, you went over to her bed?
Well, we haven't actually gotten to that part yet. But
wait a minute, you haven't had sex since you got your own bed?
Uh-uh.
All this trouble in this marriage.
Oh, I'm not 20, Ray. I don't have to have sex every day.
I do. I need it every day. I don't get it every day. I need it every day. I do.
No.
I'm concerned for you.
Don't be concerned.
Really am. Very concerned.
I'm all right.
I think, I've been telling people. People go, how's Gorilla's marriage? I go, oh, he's doing just fine. You know, I think I'm going to stop saying that. I think I'm going to go, they're trying.
You know, and that's actually probably a little more honest than it's fine. There's no, like, major, I don't know. There's no real major, like, we want to kill each other or anything. It's not like that.
You didn't have sex last week?
No.
That's not good.
No.
Thanks for that.
No.
I'm so glad I'm wearing these nice professional headphones. So I'm just on the floor.
I'm just saying, it's not good.
I just want to thank you for that.
No problem. Well, from now on, when people ask me, I'm going to go, I'm hoping for those kids. That's what I'll say. That's what I'll say. Well, I'm hoping for those kids. I hope they pull it out.
Crazy. Those crazy kids.
I'm rooting for those kids. That's what I'll say. I'll sound like somebody's grandparent. I'm rooting for those kids.
It's not as bad as you make it out to be.
Yep.
Oh, I if I could I steal just a couple of minutes of your show?
By all means, go ahead. Because when I start the Sean Bullitt story, it's going to be a while. So go right ahead.
And I may have to leave early tonight, so I just want to let you know that too. But I am. This is actually goes out to all your listeners.
Okay.
I am putting together a new intro for this show.
Great.
And it is something like I have never done before. It's a kind of a bigger undertaking. Mm-hmm. And I would like at least, I want Gully to do it too, but I want at least 9 other people to call me on Skype to record some stuff for me.
Oh, that'd be great. That's a great idea. You mean like people call you on Skype and then they say things and that's what you're going to use for the intro?
Right. Or if they don't have Skype or they don't have a microphone, I can call their phone from my Skype.
You know, we should see if they could get Skype put into the intensive care unit of the Clearwater Hospital.
Yeah, that would be an idea.
So comatose Linus can do something.
If he's still alive.
So I want you to know that this is either going to be the greatest thing that I've ever produced, or it's going to suck ass.
Well, I will come on Skype when I've actually got the full vocal range back, because I am really squeak at the moment.
I think it's awesome. I think it's good. I'm anxious to hear it, whatever it is.
Yeah, and I'm going to give it to you right before a show, so you don't have time to preview.
Oh, that's great. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's perfect. Awesome. Well, good. Everybody help him out. All the details in the chat room with Vanilla Gorilla. Which, by the way, let me just say, Gorilla's what he goes by here. He goes by Demon Clown on his other show. And then he actually goes by something else on Skype. The man has 7 names.
I have 14 names, actually.
Unbelievable.
international man of mystery.
I'm also known as the 5X Phenom.
That's a great line.
You like that?
I like the 5X Phenom.
That's one of my favorite ones, too.
All right. We have our first caller. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What's up, buddy? And who is this?
Not much. Hey, I got a thing for Gully.
What do you have for Gully? Well, tell everybody who you are. Is this Sean again?
Well, if you still have a computer, you still do kind of put out a business name website.
Yeah, but tell everybody who you are. Sean, reintroduce yourself.
This is Sean from Kansas.
Okay, now go ahead, buddy. Go ahead and tell Gully. What do you got?
It's Sean.
Is it shit bad choice?
That's a bad choice of words, Gully.
Listen up, Gully.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Gully, if you go to Newegg, you can probably rebuild your computer for like under $100.
I've rebuilt it. I am up and running, totally rebuilt. We have rebuilt.
Sean, what site is it that you were sending us to?
It was Newegg.
Newegg?
Yeah.
Newegg.com. Yeah, I know the site very well.
And they have computer parts or something?
Oh, yeah, you can get brand new computer parts, and build. You can pretty much build a high-end computer for under $200.
Wow, I didn't know that. Newegg.com, I'll have to check that out.
I am back to the quad-core greatness that I once was. I bought a new motherboard.
Shows how stupid I am.
I am back to where I was, and by the end of the week, my camera will be up and running when I actually look well.
Fantastic.
Look
like crap.
So there you go.
I will try this Newegg when I need parts. That sounds like a good,
It actually is really good.
I've never been there.
And very soon I will be back to my pirating
ways. Of course, Gully, I don't ruin my computers. My computers are pretty
good. I can honestly say pirating is bad, good at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You got to love pirating.
Right. Well, yeah.
There's always a big risk with pirating.
Yes. You never know what you're getting.
Oh, speaking of never know what you're getting.
Yes.
My phone died yesterday.
Your phone? I thought you just had a brand new phone.
I did.
You have a smartphone?
Yeah, I got the Palm Trio Pro.
Right.
See, I'm having that problem with smartphones too, just dying constantly.
What happened with it?
For a while it would roam, and then I called. I go through Sprint, so I called Sprint and asked them. They gave me some instructions, which completely just destroyed my phone.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I took it back to the store today, and I said, hey, can you guys fix this for me? So I take it to him. She says, something just happened with your phone. It died, and we're going to give you a new one. But I haven't been able to receive text messages for a couple of days. So I get my phone, and she hands me my phone. I turn it on, and all the text messages have been stored up. They all got sent to my phone all at once.
Oh, boy.
There was one from a phone number I didn't know. It came in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I made it home safely. Thanks for hooking up with me. See you later.
Wow.
What?
And I was there with Mercy, and I showed her, and I was dying. We're like standing in the outside of the store, and I'm just dying. So she calls this girl up. She takes the number from my phone and uses her phone to call him. She goes, you called my husband.
And said you were hooking up with my husband. That's great.
Yeah, I was dying.
I love it.
You gotta love that.
And what was the response?
Nothing. She left the voicemail.
Wow.
She didn't pick up. So.
God, that'd be great.
I kind of want to call her. I want to call her like from my computer or something, and be like, "Yeah, so apparently we hooked up. What's up? What's your name?"
That's awesome. Yeah. If you're saying we hooked up, I'd like to be able to get some of this action you'd be talking about. Hey, speaking of phones, I did get a question from someone that said they had they have an iPhone and they cannot get the audio feed only that I put up.
Right.
You know, I said if you go to the right of chubbyray.com, there is an audio only feed. And I have my iPhone right now. I wanted to show people how to do this. Go click on chubbyray.com on your iPhone, okay? I click on it, all right? Find the page and then scroll to the right like so where you see this part of the page. And then it'll say listen live audio only from 4:30 to 6 and it says click here. Just click there. Now, if you have downloaded and there are different ones. I suggest this one. It's called Pocket Tunes audio. I have it, and my wife has it. It's like a $6 program. It's fantastic. We're subscribers of Sirius, and we like to listen to the Sirius online instead of having the actual Sirius player.
I have that application. It is a really good application.
If you have Pocket Tunes, and you click on that, and Pocket Tunes isn't the only one. There's I think Stitcher has one. Any kind of radio program that's an app will play the feed, and then you just play it. Like right now, it is playing here.
Having the actual Sirius player.
I have that application.
There you go. It's playing right now. So you can listen on your iPhone. Just if you have any kind of radio app on your phone. And
I've got a suggestion for a free one.
Yeah, and there are free ones. Yes, go ahead, Gully. What's a free one?
F-Stream is a free one.
F-Stream's another one. I heard that F-Stream will do it. F-Stream will do the same thing. And you click on that, and that address will be played through that application player, and you can hear the show just fine. And like I said, that's that 24K feed. Anyone can get it. So if you're driving and you're having trouble with the Ustream feed, just click on that, and you'll be amazed at how you'll be able to hear the show. And everybody's always asking me that stuff, and I want to make it so that everyone can get the show whenever they want it.
Can I just ask, do you know when you get an iPhone contract over there, do you get unlimited data with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So do you have to pay extra for the data, or does
yeah,
it
it's like I don't know, it's like $30 a month. You get unlimited.
Well, I pay like I pay like $30 yeah. for mine. I get like unlimited data, unlimited text.
Yeah.
So it's but
yeah, we know we have the same. We have the same thing.
You could never use the iPhone unless you got unlimited data because it just eats it up like Pac-Man.
Yeah, you've got to have unlimited data for an iPhone.
Oh yeah.
But I think they actually force you to get it, though. I mean, they don't want to put up with, you know, they don't want to end up putting up with all the people that can't pay, you know, because they don't have the data. Because if you were going to pay by the minute or by the bit or whatever, it'd be way too expensive. So there you go. So I got to tell you, if you have an iPhone and there's the Droid has an app, and I think even there's actually a BlackBerry app that will do it too. So just go, you know, whatever audio app you have will automatically fire up, okay? It will automatically fire up if you go to the webpage, chubbyray.com, and click on that listen link, all right? Listen to link.
Well, Randy's a BlackBerry guy, so if he can suggest any decent BlackBerry applications, I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, somebody was telling me, I can't remember what it is, but it's a BlackBerry app that plays media, mm-hmm. and it'll play it because all I'm running is a simple little Windows Media Stream, and it's pretty good. So I think you guys will enjoy it. And then you can hear the show.
So many ways to get us on mobile devices, laptops, tablets, probably even the new Apple tablet as well.
Well, last night was the night that the music industry rewards itself.
Yeah, pat on the back.
They give awards to each other with the Grammy Awards. Again, I did not watch it.
Something I'd like to avoid.
I saw a very, very small amount of it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Taylor Swift singing with Stevie Nicks. And I saw, and in which my daughter, you know, my daughter's a huge Taylor Swift fan. But even she's complaining. She goes, they switched the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that song, that Taylor Swift song, I'm on the whatever, she's a, I'm trying to think of the words, what is it?
Well, I
wear t-shirts, she's
cheer
captain, and I'm on the bleachers, help me out.
I think me and Gorilla probably won't have a clue.
Yeah, well, you don't have an 8-year-old daughter either. But, all right, so there's a song by Taylor Swift, and the song sounds a certain way, all right? And the song they did it different. And my daughter's like, she goes, this isn't how the song is. This sounds nothing. It sounds nothing like the song. And I don't understand these artists. You know, you get a chance to play your music, all right? You're going to go on a television program that's watched by millions of people. And you get a chance to play your music, all right, for people who could potentially purchase your music. Wouldn't you want to play the music the way it sounds when they buy the record, right?
You'd want it to sound as authentic as you could.
Why would you want to play the song and have it sound like nothing that anyone can buy? I don't understand that.
Maybe they're trying to get more than one viewer.
And even my 8-year-old daughter, who's a Taylor Swift nut, you know, she loves this Taylor Swift. Even she's like, I don't know what they're doing. And then this Beyonce, who I got to tell you, this Beyonce might be the most overrated performer in the history of entertainment, in my opinion.
She just wins awards for, like, nothing, really, doesn't she?
There's nothing about her. And this husband of hers, Jay-Z.
For shizzle.
What has he done?
He's put out some pretty amazing albums.
I know 99 Ways to Die, all right? Is that what it's called? 99 Ways, not the 99 Ways to what?
99 Problems.
99 yeah. Problems and A Bitch Ain't One.
That's right.
I know, faux shizzy, my hizzy, whatever.
But Lizzy.
What about Hard Knock Life?
And that's the other one. That's it. That's all I know.
What about Empire State of Mind?
I don't know that one.
That's off his new one. That's a really good song.
Yeah. Is it the one with the New York?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I do that one. But I don't even know him. All I know is like that girl singing, da-da-da, New York, da-da, you know.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about all these Jay-Z songs. I don't know anything Jay-Z does in the song. All I know is, like, the stuff he samples.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying he's bad, but I think he's... Listen, what has he done to revolutionize anything? They act like he's some kind of...
Well, God.
Like he's a deity that's come down from heaven to lead us into things. And I'm like...
He did revolutionize most of the rap industry.
Yeah, but the other one's P. Diddy.
Yeah, he's not.
What have they
on
done?
The same level.
I mean, what do they do? They made some good music. Yeah, but do we need the worst? They're not the Beatles, for God's sakes.
Well, this is true.
Hey, listen, before the Beatles were around, no one did a certain style of music. I mean, it seems to me that Jay-Z's doing the same. Took the stuff that, like, Dr. Dre was doing. Because if you listen to that song, California Love, it's not really that different from the stuff Jay-Z's doing. Or am I total? Because, Gorilla, I know you're a big rap fan, but...
I am.
Am I totally off base? Am I totally off base by saying that? Because in my opinion...
The differences are subtle.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. They're subtle. They're not drastic like the difference between, the difference between Chuck Berry and the Beatles
is
a huge difference. The difference between Poison and Nirvana, huge difference. The difference between Dr. Dre and Jay-Z, really not that big.
There isn't a big gap.
And they seem to put him on the same level with these other people.
Well, yeah, because he is on that level.
Is he on the same level with those guys changed music. Did Jay-Z change music?
He changed part of the industry, though. He became more than just the music, and that's really where, you know, he's got his own clothing line, he's got his own record label, he's got interest in everything.
But that's fine. He's a good businessman.
Right.
They have the businessman awards, he should be honored.
Right, but I mean,
these are
like
the music, but he's always... At these music awards, they're supposed to be for the music, not for the best businessman. Right, you know, they don't give it to record executives, so he's a good executive. I'm not saying he isn't that. I mean, I saw the guy's worth. He's obviously a very, very good businessman.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, is that why he's being honored, do you think? I don't understand why people bow down to him for the music, because the music's good, but it's, I mean, it's not changing people's lives. Now, the way he's done business, I think, has changed people's lives, and he's doing business. You got to remember, he's doing business in an era where a lot of people aren't making money in the music industry.
This is true.
That's huge.
Of course, you don't see him buying computers for black kids in inner city neighborhoods either. You know what I mean?
I wasn't really looking either.
But he's smart too. I mean, there's a reason that rap music and country music and Christian music sell. And rock and pop music gets stolen.
Yeah.
And that's because white kids have computers. I'm serious. White kids have computers. And black and white trash kids do not have computers. And Christian kids are afraid to steal because they think they'll go to hell.
That's right.
Yeah,
they think they go to hell. Boy, you know, and if I had to pick any form of music, it'd be the Christian in music. They make a killing on that music.
You know, they're going to go to hell.
They convince those kids they're going to go to hell if they download it illegally, so they actually have to buy that garbage.
Yeah, if Delirious doesn't go mer, right, then they're going to hell.
You know what I mean? So, but it's like you never see Jay-Z doing an initiative to give computers to inner-city kids. He's like,
sure he has.
Like, no, hell with that. We ain't going to get into no computers. We want them to buy my CDs. I'll give them some CD players.
It's all about the Benjamins.
You know, like for Christmas, I saw this thing for Christmas where he actually gave out CD players for Christmas.
Nah.
I'm like, okay, that's a good businessman. Yes, what you want to do? You want to give out CD players, you know? That's what you do. Give out CD players.
Get with the program.
You know, that's what you do. That's like these radio stations giving out iPods. What the hell would you give out an iPod for? No, what you do is you give out an iPod, is you give out, is you purchase, you put out a free app that you pay for that lets people get FM radio off of their iPod. That, you know what I mean? Follow Jay-Z's lead. Give them something that forces them to use your product. You don't give out computers to kids where they steal it. Why would you give someone a product that allows them to steal your thing?
Does it make sense to give them that power?
If this show gets big enough to give things away to people, we'll give away like an app so people can listen to our show whenever they want. That's what you give away. Stuff like you sell it, but then you say, hey, we're going to give it away. As well, it gives value to it.
If you want to start giving stuff away, I'll start giving away like used pair of underwear if they want.
I was hoping for something that would benefit us. I don't see how people are dying after breathing your disgusting underwear is gonna benefit.
That would probably be a bit of a downturn in the audience.
Jay-Z's smart though, man. He'll buy like boom boxes and CD players for kids. Oh, here's a brand new CD player. Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you, Jay-Z. Now, what are you going to play in that CD player? Why don't you move your ass to the record store and go buy my CD, bitch? You know what I mean? He's not stupid.
He breaks the receiver.
He's not stupid. It's like, you know what? Like, people do book signings and stuff. So people will actually buy the book at the signing, you know? Like, if you're going to go see a famous celebrity who wrote a book, and the only thing they'll sign is the book. So you got to purchase the book before you get in line to see the person. That's how you make money.
Unless you're charging $70 for an autograph.
Yeah, but they say, no, it's free autograph, but I'll only sign the book. You got to buy the book. And they never put those books on sale when somebody's there. That's regular price. And there ain't nothing there's nothing that's got a markup like a book. Less than a dollar to make them, and they charge 20-some-odd bucks for them. That's a great markup.
Oh, yeah.
But, that's what I'm saying. You have to give away things that allow people to, you know. I mean, I would love to give away, if they make some kind of portable internet radio player, hell, it'd be worth it to buy it and give it to people so that you'd get more listeners. That's what I'm saying. You should always give away things that benefit your brand. And Jay-Z's figured that out. He's not going to let those kids download no free music. Get the hell out of here. I'll give you a boombox. Go buy some CDs to play in it. Yeah, buy my stuff. He's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, if you're going to give something away, don't... and I did this when I did my CDs, when I did the Best of Ray Lytle CDs, Best of Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster in the 90s. Everybody wondered how I was always the most... We were always the top-selling CD. They'd be like, how did you guys sell so many CDs? Well, it's real easy. We would give away... So they go, you guys would give it away? I'm like, yeah, we wouldn't... Technically, they would not be given away. We would go do an appearance somewhere, and it would cost so much money for the place to have us do an appearance. You know what I mean? Like, say we'd go to Gully's convenience store.
Yes.
And we're going to do a CD signing party, and the first so many people are going to get the CD for free. And the whole show's going to be there to autograph it. Well, it'd be worth Gully's convenience store because everybody waiting in line would... not just get a CD. They're going to get a soda. They're going to get a hot dog. They're going to get whatever. They'll fill up on gas. You know what I mean? They'll buy products when they're there. And they'll get all the advertising on the radio for us being there. So what I did is I say, great, Gully's Convenience Store is going to give away. It wouldn't be I'm going to give it away. No, it'd be Gully's Convenience Store is going to give away. The first 100 people are going to get a free CD. But guess what? Those CDs weren't free. Gully's Convenience Store would buy the CDs. Well, they would buy the CDs from the supplier and then give them away. So everyone they bought caught as counted as a CD sold. So whenever they do the calculations for the CD sold, we were always number one because the first week alone, there'd be, you know, 500 that were given away that were paid for, you know. That were taken care of on, you know, before we even calculated the ones that actually people paid for.
Right.
Jay-Z's smart like that. He's got, you know. But I don't think that deserves a Grammy Award for being a good businessman. Then again, I didn't watch a lot of the Grammys, but I do understand Beyonce won a bunch of them.
Well, I noticed, like, how ugly. She was dressed up like a constellation or something like that. But how ugly is Lady Gaga? She looks like an evil witch.
Lady Gaga's not... The reason that she's always wearing those masks is she's got a butterface.
She's just ugly.
Doesn't she? She's got a butterface.
I personally think that her face is okay.
She has...
No, she's fake ugly.
She
you know
has...
You know who she reminds me of?
A butterface.
You know who she reminds me of?
What?
Remember that show from like the early 90s, Blossom?
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah.
She reminds me of Blossom.
She looks like... she looks like Blossom.
In her face, yeah.
That's great.
I have a friend who looks like Blossom.
She's not... I mean, Lady Gaga's not... she's not very attractive.
No, she's ugly.
She should take some of the money she's getting and get some work done. Fix that nose and chin.
Yeah.
And cheeks.
Just fix the face. Forehead. Just generally fix all of it.
Well, she's got to fix the lower belt line, too.
Belt.
No, below her belt line.
What, she got some flab going on there or something?
No, she's got both, Ray.
Oh, she does. That is a myth.
No, actually.
Oh, Gorilla.
No.
Gorilla, it is a myth. She does not have both sexes.
So she's got dangly bits and any bits?
No, he thinks that he's heard.
Innie and outie.
He has heard the urban legend that she is a hermaphrodite. She's not a hermaphrodite.
But looking at her face, though, you could certainly think that way. Come on.
No, she's not. She's not a hermaphrodite. I'm gonna.
She has got a man face, though.
I'm gonna beat my cat. Get out, Coco. Coco. Hey, stupid cat.
Crazy cat.
Did you see the camera get attacked?
No, it's I'm watching.
My stupid cat is attacking the camera. She's insane, this cat.
One thing I want to talk about as well, just to move on from the Grammys a second. Rip Torn. How mad is this guy?
God, it's great.
How insane is he?
He's one of my favorite characters ever in a sitcom. He was Artie on Larry Sanders' show. And now he's robbing banks?
He's an insane alcoholic.
Did you hear about this?
No, I must have missed that. News.
He got drunk. What night? Was it Saturday night, Gully, or Friday night?
I think it was Friday.
He gets really drunk Friday night and gets a gun and goes into a bank and tried to rob it.
This is what his attorney says. Tom was so drunk, the attorney claims that he thought he was in his own home. So he goes into his own home shooting a gun when he's drunk.
He's a lunatic.
He's an absolute lunatic.
You know, that you mentioned that now, I was looking for news stories today. And don't play the intro or anything, but apparently there's a guy in San Diego who's in his 70s or 80s, 60s or 70s, and he's hit 6 banks in 6 months.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you see?
Wow.
And they still can't catch him? And they can't catch him?
Apparently not.
See, I mean, how bad a police force when you can't catch a 70-year-old man that's ripping you off?
Well, isn't Rip Torn the same guy who run at some director with a hammer?
Yeah, I think at one point he did.
Yeah, this man
he's got
insane. He's got issues.
Yeah, he's got some issues. It's a great. If you get a chance to see his, you should find that story for the news. It's great.
By Rip Torn?
Yes, and see if you can find that that mugshot. That's a classic. That's a fine mugshot. All right, let me get to the Sean Bullitt story before we get into the news. So, Friday night after the show, you know, we went out to go see The Rock in, the hell was the name of that?
Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy, thank you. Well. We go to see the Tooth Fairy, and then we come home, and then while we're out, Sean Bullitt texts my wife and says, hey, you know, I got tickets for the basketball game tomorrow. You guys want to go? And my wife says, you know, we were looking for something to do this weekend. She goes, yeah, we'd love to go. So Sean says, great, let's all go to the game.
Coco, get out.
Hold on, my cat is attacking the camera again. Hey, get down, please. Leave. Go away. Go away.
No, what day was this, Ray?
This is Saturday. The game is Saturday. Okay. So anyway, we decide we're going to go to the game with Sean. So Sean says, I got some tickets, and we'll go. We say, great. So he shows up to my house. He's supposed to be here at 10:30. So he gets here at 11. Typical Sean fashion. And we take off towards Champaign to go to the game. We're like, are you going, or is it just us? He goes, no, I'm going to go with you. I said, great. I said, cool. And so he pulls out the tickets. He's only got 2 tickets. And I'm like, you've only got 2 tickets. He goes, we'll be fine. I'm going to get a ticket while we're there. He says, I'm going to get one. I say, okay. So Sean decides that he is going to pick up a ticket when we get to the game. So we start heading over to Champaign. Now, from where I live to Champaign, it's probably, I don't know. It was probably an hour and a half. It's not super far. It's probably an hour and a half drive. Excuse me. I'm going to beat my cat within an inch of its life. Get away from there. Damn it.
The mad muggy strikes again.
She's killing me here. She's attacking my damn camera. Get away. She's knocking it over. The cat is insane, I'm telling you. It's a lunatic, this cat. Unbelievable. All right, so anyway. So Sean says he's got tickets. We're all going to go to the game, right? So he pulls out 2 tickets. I said, how are you going to go? How are you going to go to this game? He says, I'll pick up a ticket on the way there. So we get the champagne. It's the game starts at 1 o'clock, okay? And it's on ESPN, too. So they pretty much have, they have to start the game at a certain time. You know what I mean? It's being televised. So they gotta, they can't be jacking around. They've got to start it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know we got to be there at a certain time. So we head on over to Champagne. And we go down the main street. You know, you come in on one road, and then you make a turn on this Mattis Avenue. And then Mattis takes you to Kirby, and Kirby runs right out in front of the Assembly Hall. So we're on Mattis, and we turn left. And then Sean goes, now be looking for the Chase Bank. Because he's on his BlackBerry the whole drive up, okay? The whole drive over to Champagne, he's texting with someone. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm working email. I just worked out a deal with a guy to buy a ticket for $15.
Reasonable.
Yeah, so $15 for, I mean, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
For a sold-out Illini game, a $15 ticket, and he had good seats and stuff. So that's pretty damn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So we turn off of Mattis Avenue. We get on Kirby Avenue. We start heading down toward the Assembly Hall on Kirby, and traffic starts getting pretty busy. You know what I mean? Traffic's, when you start getting closer to the hall, the traffic really backs up, and it goes kind of stop and go.
I can imagine.
So Sean says, start looking for the Chase Bank. And I said, well, we passed the Chase Bank a long time ago. He goes, yeah, but there's one right next to the hall. I go, what street? He goes, on Mattis. And I said, I think Mattis was the street we were on when we first got into town. Sean goes, no, I'm pretty sure it's right there in front of the Assembly Hall. And I said, I haven't been here in a long time, but I don't think there's a Chase Bank right outside the Assembly Hall, you know.
Wow.
So needless to say, we pull up. There's no Chase Bank. We pass the bank that he was supposed to meet the guy at like 30 minutes earlier when we first got into town. So we're right there in front of the Assembly Hall. All right, the game is getting ready to start. And Sean's like, I got to get a ticket. I said, listen, we can't turn around in this traffic, you know. We are already in front of the arena, or already in front of Assembly Hall. We cannot turn around. So Sean goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, I'll pull right up. You and Deidre get out. He goes, then I'm going to take your car, and I'm going to drive and find a scalper to get a cheap ticket. Then I'll park. He goes, then I'll park and I'll run in and I'll get there before the game starts. So we're like, whatever. So he drops us off right in front of Assembly Hall. We run in, you know. Our seats were pretty good. Our seats were okay. They were in the upper deck, but there's not a bad seat at the Assembly Hall. If you've ever seen a basketball game, then there's really not a bad seat. And it's Illinois and Indiana. It's a big game. It's nationally televised. So we go in, and my wife starts texting Sean saying, hey, you know, the clock's winding down, and it's about 4 minutes till game start. Sean's like, no problem. I see some scalpers now. I'm going to get the ticket, and I'll be in there. So the clock, you know, gets down to zero, and ESPN2, the docho, they're doing all the intro and everything for the game. And then they're tipping it off. The game is starting. We're a couple minutes into the game. I'm like, man, where's Sean? My wife goes, I don't know. She texted him. She goes, what's up? He goes, well, I had a guy offer me a ticket, but I think I can get cheaper now that the game started. So she goes, what are you doing? He goes, I was waiting for the game to start to see if the prices would go down. So he starts walking. So he starts going to these scalpers. So he's going to turn around and go to the scalpers now that the game started and see if their prices drop. Well, as it gets closer to game time, scalpers will drop their price. But one other thing to remember about scalpers is most of the scalpers, they do save at least one really good ticket for who? They save one good ticket for who?
Themselves.
Exactly, Gorilla. So most of the scalpers, after the game start, they start going into the game.
Is that what you call scouts over there?
Well, scalpers are the people who sell tickets. They sell they sell their extra tickets out near.
So, like ticket touts, it's the same as that then.
Well, no, these are just a bunch of guys that have a bunch of tickets in their pocket, and you walk by. They're like drug dealers.
They call tickets out over there.
They go, hey, you want? They say, hey, you need tickets? You go, yeah, I got two for, you know, and you make a deal with them. So most of the guys that have the tickets, when the game starts, they go inside. Sean's big plan is he's going to find a ticket, all right? And the price is going to go down. So the guys that he drove, like he went and talked to these one guys. He goes, how much? They say $20. Oh, that's too much. So he drives up, what's your price? $15. Now, by the way, that's the same price as he was offered before. And it's a better ticket. Sean goes, oh, it's too much. So he drives around the corner and stuff. The game gets started. And then he says when he comes around the corner, the scalpers are gone.
Uh-oh.
And then he's like, okay, well, I remember I saw these other ones when we were pulling in. There were these other ones up the street. So then he goes down the street looking for the other scalpers. So, you know, the clock's winding down. We're halfway through the first half. And my wife's like, what's going on? He goes, the one scalper's left. I have to find the other. I have to find the other scalpers. Then I'm just going to park and go try to find them. So I guess at one point he parks our car. And then he has to pay to park our car. So he parks the car, and then he walks out to go find these scalpers. So he starts walking towards Assembly Hawks. He's like, if I don't, then I'm going to have to get the ticket, then park, blah, blah. So he pays to park the car, gets out of his car, starts walking towards the Assembly Hall, goes to where the scalpers were, and guess who's not there?
Anybody?
No scalpers.
Nobody.
So then he goes, oh, crap, I got to go. So then he walks to another area. No scalpers.
Oh.
So then he goes back and gets the car. Then he goes back and has to get the car out. Even though he paid to park for the whole game, he ended up parking for like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So he gets the car, and then he drives off to go find the ticket again. Now, at this point, it's almost halftime. You know, the game is...
Only Sean.
And my wife and I are inside watching it. And by the way, it's if you watch the game, if you're an Illini fan and you watch the game, or you're an Indiana fan, or just a basketball fan, it was a great basketball game. As games go, this was a very, very entertaining game. It's going back and forth. I mean, it was fun. And Sean's mags, he's missing. He goes, I can't believe I'm missing this game. It's halftime now, so there's got to be a ticket. And he's like, okay. So and worst comes to worst, at halftime, he'll try to find a way to get in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said he's driving around, and now, I didn't preface this correctly. On his way up from his house to my house, he could not wait to eat, of course. So he had to pull into a convenience or a fast food restaurant and get himself several egg and cheese biscuits and hash browns and sausage. You know what I mean? He ate a lumberjack meal while he was driving up from St. Louis.
Nice.
So he said, so halftime's almost over. He's going to go get like a $5. He's going to go try to find a $5 ticket and get inside the game. And then he said he's turning around and his stomach starts rumbling. And he's like, oh, God. You know, like it's really starting to hurt him. So he drives down the street and all he could find is a Monocle's pizza. So he goes inside the Monocle's pizza to go to the bathroom. Now this is, the second half has not started yet, okay? And he's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he sits down to go to the restroom, you know, while halftime is on, and he starts going, right? And then I'm like, where are you? I said, dude, it's halftime. I thought you were going to come in at halftime. He's like, I'm in the bathroom at Monocle's, and I can't stop going to the
bathroom. Uh-oh.
I can't get off the toilet. Looks like I'm going to be here a while.
When you gotta go, you
and
gotta
I'm like,
go.
You are missing a great game. I know. They have it on at the Monocle's. I heard guys talking about it at the urinal. So by the time he's done pooping, all right, there's only like 11 minutes left in the game. Then he gets out. Now, at this point, the monocles is on the other side of the hall. So he gets mm-hmm. out, and he just goes, screw it. So he drives over to the Hooters. Then he parks at Hooters, and he goes in, and he watches the end of the game at Hooters. So he misses the entire basketball game. In between looking for scalper tickets, parking, walking, getting the car out of parking, pooping, and then eventually going to Hooters. And he struck up some conversation with the Hooters waitress, and he's convinced that the Hooters waitress loves him, of course, even though she's like 20, you know, and he's 40 years old. So he fell in love with the Hooters waitress, missed the whole game. So the game's over. My wife and I are like, hey, you know, we got to, you know, the game's over. And we say, why don't you go get the car and pull up so we don't have to walk all the way over there. He goes, okay. So he has to leave Hooters. And then he takes the, and it was like a limousine. He pulls right up to the front. We walk down the stairs, you know, walk around the assembly hall, go out the exit. And there's Sean pulled right up in our car.
Nice.
So for my wife and I, it was a perfect game. For him, it was a complete cluster F of
poop
of a day. He missed the whole game. And then he missed the ending of the game at Hooters, by the way. Of which, if you saw the game, it was the Illini won on a last-second shot. It was unbelievable, unbelievably exciting at the end. And he said he missed the ending of the game. So he didn't even see what happened in it. So long story short, Sean Bellint went with us to Champaign and ended up being, for lack of a better term, he was our driver.
Well done, Jeeves.
He basically drove us to the game, dropped us off, and then picked us up afterwards. Now, all the crap in between is his business, but I'll tell you what, pretty damned impressive. Pretty impressive, I must say.
Only Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
He missed. I mean, he went up there to watch the game, missed the entire thing. God love it. And by the way, the whole time he's texting my wife and I, letting us, you know, and telling us of whatever ridiculous scenario he's gotten himself. And I should go back and read some of his text. But the whole plan of, the best line was, I don't know where all the effing scalpers went. As soon as the game started, they all left. Oh, my
nice.
God.
He's a hero.
Oh, he's just hysterical, man. He's just hysterical. Oh, here's the best thing. He goes, all that walking. He goes, he says, I finally got a guy that'll sell me a ticket. He goes, I finally got a guy that'll sell me a ticket, but all this walking has got my innards fired up, and I have to take a shit. He goes, I'm the most pathetic human being that ever lived.
You should frame that. He goes, take a picture and frame it.
And I said, so what happened? He goes, I'm at Monocle's Pizza taking a congone, which is the same as pooping.
Nice.
And I said, what about the ticket? He goes, a guy had the ticket. He said he'd hold it for me. So then, a little bit later, I said, did you finally get the ticket? No, when I got done dumping, I went out and the guy was gone. So I gave up and went to Hooters. So there's the part I left out. The only way it could have been better is if he would have bought the ticket.
Poor Sean.
Which, by the way, I want to go on record as saying something. I'm not so sure he didn't purchase the ticket.
You know, he's probably got the stub in his pocket.
This is Sean we're talking about. I'm not so sure the ticket was not purchased. And then, you know, just held on to by him.
Well, he's never going to tell you. He won't.
He's so embarrassed. There's no way he'll come clean.
No. Never.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
He'll take that one to the grave.
And then, so then he goes to Hooters, and I guess he ate at Hooters right after he unclogged his stomach.
Wow.
And then on the way home, I wouldn't stop.
Put a cork in it.
I'm like, I'm not. So then he falls asleep, all right, in my car. He was snoring. So I mean, I swear to God, I think I could have worked for a lumber company in Washington State and heard less noise coming from the chainsaws than what was coming out of this man's body on the drive home. It was so loud.
Like a tortured walrus.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, just horrible. It's like, I mean, it is his snoring. I don't know if I can mimic it, but it's kind of like.
Wow.
It is so. Now, look at me. I was locked up. I just made myself sick. It is so disgusting the way he snores.
No, I actually talked to Sean later that night.
Oh,
too.
You did? Did he tell you the story?
He didn't tell me this. No, he told me none of this.
Oh, God, I love it.
But I gave him that number. He was like, he said, is there anything to do in Springfield? And I was like, hey, I'll give you that number.
Oh, yeah.
To the girl.
Oh, I haven't even gotten to that story yet.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh. So as soon as we get to my house, first thing he does is go in and just stink up my bathroom. All right? I mean, just fouls it up beyond belief. It's just disgusting the way it stinks. So he fouls up the bathroom, and then he says, well, I'm going to go out. Now, let me go on record as saying, my daughter had her friend Annie over, and when Annie comes over, she and Bella, they just play in the room. They play all day. And then they usually, you know, fall asleep, and it's great time for my wife and I. You know, because Bella and her friend are crashed, and we just have, you know, and we are planning this big romantic evening. I wanted to, you know, watch a little bit of something in the living room, and then I wanted to, like, go to the bedroom by, like, 9:30, watch some TV in the bedroom, then just have an all-night, you know, just hanging out in the bedroom having fun. And Sean's like, and Shawnee starts saying, I'm going to go out, you know, I want to get my party on. I said, that's great. So he's talking about how he's going to get on, and I'm like, this is awesome. As soon as he leaves, we're going to go into the bedroom, we'll watch some of Saturday Night Live. You know, the first half hour of Saturday Night Live is good. That usually gets boring after the news. So we could turn it on and we can, you know, we could do an all-nighter in the bedroom. I could be like 18 again, you know. Was all excited about it. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to go out. So he starts getting on Facebook, right? And so Gorilla, I guess it was you that gave him the girl's number. Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets a girl's number from you. Then he gets this other girl that he's got the hots for, says, oh, we're having a party. I think one was in Pena. Oh, we're having this party in Pena. You should come party. He's like, okay. And then another girl's like, well, we're at this bar in Springfield. You should come party with us. And then another girl starts texting him.
Good Lord.
This girl starts texting him. And I said, what's this girl? He goes, oh, she's pretty good looking. I said, do you like her? He goes, yeah. He goes, but I think she just wants to be friends. I said, really? He goes, yeah. She goes, I think she just wants to be friends. And she lives kind of far away. I said, from here? He goes, yeah. She lives down south. It's like an hour drive. This girl texted him at 10 o'clock. And the text was, I'm so horny and so bored. What are you doing?
Yeah. She just wants to be friends, right?
Yeah, she just wants a hug.
And my wife and I are like, what? She goes, yeah, I'm so horny and I'm so bored. What are you doing? I said, why don't you type in, I'm getting in my car and driving toward your house right now. Will you be up in an hour?
He goes,
she just wants to be friends.
If I got that text, Ray, and I was an hour away, say I had to go to St. Louis or something like that, I would be there in 40 minutes.
It's unbelievable the opportunities he passed up. He's like, I don't get it. All women want to be is my friend. No one wants, you know, no one wants to go. And I go, are you crazy? And even my wife goes, that girl's hitting on you. I'm horny and bored. What are you doing? What? If I was a single guy and I got that text, come on.
I'd be down there like a shot.
Yeah.
I'm I'm a married guy, and if I got that text.
You'd be knocking on. When you send that text to someone, you damn well better expect them to be knocking on your door.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. What the hell is... I'm like, what is wrong with you? So he won't leave my house. He's like just hanging out. And I'm like, you know, at this point, I'm like, okay, now he's cock blocking me. All right. He really is. Yeah. He's got the big C block going on. Because I should be in the bedroom right now. Doing round.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I should be on round one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still hanging out. Still making excuses as to how no one wants. You know what I mean? So then finally, like after midnight, he's still here.
Oh, no.
My God.
You know, the bars, most of the bars close at 1 o'clock. Now, some of them close at 3, but most of them close at 1 at this point. I'm like, okay, he's not leaving. And my wife finally goes, she goes, well, I'm going to go take a shower or I'm going to go take a bath, you know. And she goes, you could take a shower, you know. And at this point, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to do round only in what should have been round two, you know, the way the timing is working out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this C blocker stinking up my couch.
It's not that he can't get a date right. It's that he does not want you to ever get laid again.
Maybe. So he either was intentionally cock blocking me, or he is so dense that he did not see the signs. Because, Gorilla, you were texting him or Facebook chatting with him saying, dude, this girl wants you. Call her. He's got this other girl saying, hey, why don't you come party with me? I'm at this bar. He's got another one saying, all of us. I think the girl from Pena was like, all of us are at Pena. I'm the only one without a guy. Come party with me. And then, of course, the other one is, I'm horny and bored. What are you doing? No, I got nothing to do tonight.
I'm worried about Sean now. There's something going on. Is his masculinity just fell off?
I know what it is, Ray. I've got it figured out.
What do you think it is?
It's not that he can't get a woman. It's that he's gay, and he's not blocking you. He likes you.
He's in love with me.
It's got to be it. It's got to be it.
It's so weird because, like, my wife leaves, so she's taking a bath. I said, well, I'm going to take a shower and go to bed. Whoa, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to take a shower. It's 12:30 at night, you know. It's almost 1 o'clock. Hang out, man. They're showing old Super Bowls on.
Yeah, because that's what you want to do.
He goes, hang out. They're showing old Super Bowls. I'll tell you, it's a crime that Roger Staubach got. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I am not going to sit here and talk about 1970s football with you when I have a naked wife who's hot as hell waiting for me in my bedroom for what should be round two.
He needs to get some testosterone in his life, I think.
Yeah, watching old Super Bowls is code for him, Ray.
And then... And then he starts it on some, and then I start to leave. He goes, hey, what do you think about it? And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You're trying to engage me in conversation. And I'm leaving. So I finally just leave. So I'm walking out. So I go into the shower. And my wife, we have a master bathroom that my wife's using. And then we have a shower at the end of the hall. At the end of the hall, we have a big bathroom that my daughter primarily uses, but it has a big walk-in shower. This way I can get, while my wife's in the tub, I can take a shower in the other bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there.
And then Sean follows
No, he doesn't. He follows me and offers the lather up. I shave. I brush my teeth. I floss and brush my teeth. Get in the shower. Take an extensive shower because I clean every part of my body because, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, wrap a towel around my waist, another one around my neck and shoulders, you know. And I'm like, well, Sean's probably passed out at this point in my living room. So I'm walking from the bathroom to the bedroom. No sooner does the door open to the bathroom. Hey, he starts engaging me in conversation again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, I just don't get what he goes. I don't understand. He goes, I don't get these damn women. They need to figure out what they want. And I'm like, You gotta be kidding me. I went, good night, Sean. So I go into the bedroom, lock the door, and then, you know, spend quality time with my wife. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I think it was 3 o'clock, my wife gets up to go. I think one of the dogs had to go out or something happened. Okay? So she throws on a robe and walks out into the hallway to either let the dog go out to get whatever it is. And she's walking through, and he's awake on the couch, still talking to people on Facebook and watching television. at three something in the morning. She comes back. She's like, can you believe? She goes, he's still. She says, he is still awake. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, I think he's been on Facebook the whole time. Now, this is a good 2 hours. This is a good 2 hours from the time that I left him.
Wow.
And if you're reading the chat room, my wife's saying that Sean, what she's saying is that Sean said that he couldn't go see the girl because he needed a haircut. He didn't want to look sloppy.
Oh, that's not a good
Isn't
excuse.
That insane?
With the lights out, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get mad at Sean. Sean's like family. Sean's like family, you know. And the tickets were all, he got us the tickets, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. But I would have, you know, it did turn round what should have been round 1, 2, and 3 into round only because he wouldn't leave. You know.
Was it at least a good round?
Oh, man, yeah. It was a very, very good round. It was, yeah.
All right, then. And you can't really complain all that
much.
It's
a good round. I'm not complaining, but I'm not complaining about that. I'm complaining about Sean. I finally fall asleep around 4 o'clock in the morning or so. And then I wake up Sunday morning. And the first thing I hear when I wake up is him talking. So the last thing I heard before I went to sleep was him screaming something from the living room. All right. And the first thing I hear when I wake up Sunday is him talking again, screaming from the living room. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Did he sleep?
I don't know. He must have slept at least a little bit. I don't know. But at least it wasn't like our old house. Our old house, he would fall asleep on the couch. I could actually hear his snoring in the bedroom. It is just, it's unbelievable. I mean, the guy wonders why he can't get laid. Because he is, his head is made of wood. He is so dense.
Do you have them testosterone wipes over there?
No,
you should give him a few, just wipe them all over him and say, go do it.
Testosterone wipes? I've never heard of those.
Well, he's obviously lacking a bit of testosterone, I'm thinking. You know, he should have been there.
I don't know,
and...
but listen, if my wife ever texts me, I'm horny and bored, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where I am. I'm serious.
It's one of them.
There is nothing that I could be doing. If she texts me right now during the show, all you guys would hear is, okay, see you later. The theme would play and I'd be gone. I'm serious.
If you were holding the ladder for your mother while she was re-roofing your house.
I'd walk away. Yeah. No. Yeah. There's nothing that could keep me from answering that text. Nothing.
I'm exactly the same because when my girlfriend's here at my place, I don't come on the show because I'm busy doing what I need to do. You know, you got to prioritize, and Sean is definitely lacking testosterone.
Yeah.
He needs it.
And I'm like, he's definitely, you know, lacking, especially if you haven't had it in all these years. Somebody texts you that, you got to go for it.
Yep.
Not Shawnee. Oh, I need a haircut.
There's only so much palm work you can do. Isn't
I it? Need a haircut. I'm like, the last thing this girl's going to be looking at is your hair.
There's only so much loving with your right hand you can do, isn't there?
God.
Unless he's not talking about the hair in his head.
I have figured out Sean. I figured out Sean years ago, and everybody's finally starting to see that I'm right. They're finally starting to figure out that I am correct in my in my judgment, which is Sean has self-worth issues, all right? He's like a fat girl. He has self-worth issues. And by the way, listener Sean is still on the line. He
yes,
his phone. Your phone is so noisy. What are you doing?
He's in the bathroom.
Okay, I can mute it for you again if
please,
you want.
Yeah, please mute it. You're so loud. You're
you sound like you're eating potato chips.
You're making
chips.
Us crazy. I don't know what that is. Sounds like we're driving through a hurricane or something.
I'm muting him now.
All right, thank you, Sean. Yeah, Sean Balint is, I figured it out. He's so self-loathing that he only he likes a woman if they don't like him. And then if he finds out that they do like him, he thinks there's something wrong with him.
Do you know what I think might solve the problem? If you get him really drunk and hook him up with an easy woman for the night, that might fix it.
I don't know. I'm serious. I think he thinks that any woman that wants him, there's something wrong with her. So he's in such a catch-22. It's like he was totally into this chick until she texted him that she was horny and bored. What are you I'm horny and bored. What are you doing? Well, that's not the
normal thing to do, though.
He goes, that's kind of a white trash text. I'm like, what?
He did not say that.
Well, you got to be kidding. White trash? Who cares?
Go!
You just told me she's hot. What does it matter?
Go! You should have been the best friend to him that you've ever been and kicked him the hell out of your house.
You're right. We should have said, get the... But I did. I think a few times I told him. And I think I said it. I said, where's she from? And he told me where she's from. And I said, well, I think I'd be driving there. He goes, what would you do? I said, where's she from? He goes, oh, she's from Gullysburg. And I forgot what town it was. He goes, what would you do? I said, I'd be driving to Gullysburg. What do you mean, what would I be doing? And even my wife laughed.
I'd be straight over there and doing the business.
I'm like, how do you not see that that is a booty text? That's a booty call text. Get off your ass and go see this girl. Well, he goes, I'm not dressed well, and I don't need to. It doesn't sound like you're going to be in your clothes very long.
Yeah.
Do you know
what? Your hair's going to get messed up anyway.
Yeah.
It needs some testosterone wipes, some Prozac, and a blue pill. That's what he needs.
I just don't get it. I don't understand what he's. I never understand that guy.
In that order.
You know what? He's part of the family, and we love him, but good Lord, I never understand that guy. So that was Saturday. So, Gorilla, I don't think he ever called the girl.
Yeah, she told me. I talked to her today.
Yeah. And he was busy turning down everybody else.
Apparently. Oh. I don't understand what that's all about.
No. I'm telling you, it's very, very odd.
You really should be a good friend to him and tell him not to come back over to your house.
I don't get it.
Until he dips his stick.
I don't get it. I just don't understand him sometimes. I really don't. He's always talking about how he never has a chance, he never meets anybody, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. These opportunities are looking you in the eyes, and you're looking the other way. You refuse to see what's right in front of your face. Oh, I can't see an opportunity to get laid because that opportunity to get laid's in my way.
Oh, to have Sean's problem.
God, I never understand this guy. Oh, well, let's get to some news. We're running out of time. I want to hurry up and get to the news. Vanilla Gorilla is here, and he has some news stories for us to wrap up the show today. It's Chubby Ray Live News with Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla. Hit me.
Our first story tonight comes out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
A man who attempted to return his recalled Toyota pickup truck to All-Star Toyota on Airline Highway Saturday crashed into the dealership building when his allegedly faulty accelerator stuck, which is the reason for the recall, and the Baton Rouge Police Department reported.
Good Lord.
Wow.
So he went to go get his accelerator fixed. It malfunctioned. He smashes into dealership.
Good
Lord. Well, that's going to make a point, isn't it?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with him?
Think of the claim he's going to get.
I mean, not him, but what's wrong with Toyota? Since when did Toyota start making these cars that You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I don't own a Toyota, right?
Yeah. I buy American.
All right, Weren't them Ford cars doing that recently?
But...
Wasn't there a few Ford cars that were doing that, though?
Yeah, that usually happens to American cars.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was quite lethal.
Yeah. Toyota obviously moved some plants here to the States.
Yep. Buy American. It was probably made in the UK, knowing them.
I would have kept my clunker.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Oh, let's see. Drunk driver gets into more trouble after posting Facebook photos.
Uh-oh.
Ashley Sullivan, 17.
Oh, boy.
Of North Towanda, I think it's New York. Apparently was drunk driving, and she decided to take pictures of her drunk driving and post them to Facebook.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
What? And then the caption on it says on her Facebook, the web caption on it, while she was driving, is drunk in Florida.
Oh, my God. I could barely see the road. I was so drunk in this picture.
You got to question the intelligence of this person.
This would not be the first time that, I remember a couple of years ago, somebody was going to trial for something, and they claimed that they weren't doing something. It might have been a divorce thing. And the attorney representing the other side pulled off pictures from their MySpace account and said, well, you said you didn't know this person. Here's a picture of you here. There's another picture. And we got this from your and her MySpace accounts. This is not the first time social networking pictures have gotten somebody in trouble.
Oh, you've got to be very careful. You really do.
That's why there's pictures of me. And me and my dog. That's it.
I'll be careful.
I have a bunch of pictures, but I don't, you know.
There's one of me and my cousin in the sky.
I try not to break the law, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if I were breaking the law, I wouldn't post a picture of it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's stupid.
If you can't be sensible, at least use common sense and not post it on your Facebook page.
Listen, when I was on MySpace, back when MySpace was good, like in 2003, 2004. Well, I guess MySpace was good all the way, though, but what? 06.
Mm-hmm.
I still have one.
Oh, I believe I canceled mine. If I have not canceled it, I haven't been there in 6 months at least.
I've canceled mine. It's over.
Yeah, MySpace is done. But I think MySpace will be announcing in the next couple months that they're done. I think, or they're going to be retooled. They'll be retooling. Something will be happening because they cannot stay as is. But
I did notice.
I remember seeing somebody. That had a picture of them snorting cocaine.
Yep, I've seen something similar too.
As like their MySpace photo.
Mm.
And they changed their name to, Powder Lover or something. Had a picture of them snorting cocaine. I'm like, do you realize you have a picture of you breaking the law for the world to see?
I've noticed, though, that MySpace does attract a higher level of idiot. Than Facebook.
Well, MySpace has become, and this isn't everybody, because there's still some quality people there. The white trash people, okay, still love Facebook. Love it. Like, they can't live without it, love Facebook. And the problem, that's been the problem. And a lot of African Americans like Facebook. And so they have an image problem now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what you do? Follow the Asians. Whatever the Asians think are hip, that's what's going on. Just type in the Asians, see what they're on. That's what you get on. They have left MySpace.
Well, to continue with the MySpace thing, I've actually had people who were friends on my MySpace with pictures of, like, they've got the stash of like marijuana, and there's a picture of where the stash is, and it's like, so you're breaking the law and you're telling them where your stash is.
Hey, here is where I keep my drugs.
Please come around and arrest me.
I'm telling you, it is unbelievable.
That reminds me.
MySpace, the dumbest people You know, it's the pictures that they put. And then the other thing is you could change your name on MySpace.
Yeah.
Like people, mother effing Mike, F your mother. I'm like, who wants to see this as a user? Who wants to see the obscenities as a username?
Do you know what else is quite funny as well?
And by the way, all the black people on MySpace, when I first got on MySpace, one of the things that blew my mind was the amount of black people that had the N-word in their name.
I know. I've noticed that.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And they'll have N-I-G-G-A somehow in their name.
Yeah.
You know.
If you was a policeman, all you'd need to do was just search through MySpace and look for, like, Pot Smoker 1 or Bong Addict 2. And then there you go. There's loads of people to arrest.
But I know that assistant district attorneys and anybody who ever, you know, tries a case and stuff, one of the first things they do is go through your social networking. They'll go to your MySpace. They'll go to your Facebook. And they start pulling all your pictures down.
Oh, yeah.
They start pulling everything down because they'll usually find some proof of whatever it is they're trying to do. Whatever it is they're trying to do, they'll somehow find proof of it on the MySpace or Facebook or something.
You've got to be very careful because you will incriminate yourself if you're not. That's basically what the internet is. Now you're putting yourself out there.
Right.
You are going to get arrested if you act like a fool.
Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame, and these pages give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes them so enticing. I know for me, it's a way to let, you know, in my business of entertaining people and trying to do stuff like this, nobody would know where to find me if I didn't have these pages telling them, hey, you can listen to us this way, or it's a way to update, you know. So they are really great things. I mean, I love social networking pages, but you have to be smart. You can't, like these people who are cheating on their spouse and they get busted because of Facebook and stuff. You have to be smarter than that. I mean, for starters, you shouldn't be putting yourself in the situation to get caught. But if you are, you have to be more intelligent than, you know, putting stuff on Facebook.
If you're going to do the nasty, you don't put it off Facebook, do you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, use private email or something.
Mm-hmm. Gone are the days of just making phone calls.
It's one thing to cheat on your spouse. It's an entirely different thing to not only cheat on them, but embarrass them by letting, let's face it, when it's Facebook, it's your friends and usually your spouse's friends.
And family.
Yes, and your family.
Family of your spouse as well.
It's one thing to do it. It's another thing to do it and then embarrass the other person by putting it out there for everybody to see. Some of these people are so stupid.
It's common
sense. You know,
it's
like when Facebook changed the remember when Facebook changed the privacy settings not that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
They sent out like emails. They put warnings up. They're like, listen, reset your settings, your privacy settings, because on this date we're instilling new privacy. Blah blah blah. And pretty much everything became open for everybody unless you changed your settings.
How many people do you think got caught up with that? I'd say over a million.
Well, what I heard about that was the whole story. The whole article I read talked about how these people, who are these people? These people all got busted because everything went public and pictures of them, you know, cheating ended up, you know, like they had privacied out family and friends. And all of a sudden, everyone could see these photos.
Nice.
It's just not very smart. It really isn't very smart.
It isn't clever at all.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, it's I guess it depends on who you have with you. Like, let's face it. I've got this cowboy Troy as a friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And this jackass keeps sending me angels and sending me hugs. And, oh. You stop. Please, stop. If you're going to be original and actually write something on my Facebook wall, I'm fine with it. Stop sending me. He goes, hey, I thought you'd like this trip. I sent you a trip. No, I don't want some goddamn imaginary trip on freaking Facebook. I don't send me imaginary trips. Don't send me hugs. And don't send me freaking angels. And another thing, you are not going to go to hell if you don't copy and paste that you don't love that you love Jesus.
Oh, I
another
hate that.
Thing. Another thing. You do not hate America if you don't copy and paste your love for soldiers sacrificing themselves.
Do you know what?
Hey, who doesn't support the troops? I would like to think that we all support the troops. It's the ultimate sacrifice that these people make, and I respect them and thank God for them every day. I don't have to copy and paste my goddamn support for them all over my Facebook page.
This also annoys me. Don't you dare preach to me over Facebook. I will not copy and paste your nonsense.
Yes.
It just annoys
Stop.
Me. Facebook will never charge you for being on Facebook. They make too much money
They're
from advertising.
Never going. Facebook is never going to charge you. They have never, ever said they were going to charge you. It's not going to happen.
It annoys me.
It's not going. Stop falling for this stuff and joining these groups that are usually viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Stop falling for the nonsense. Stop copying and pasting all of your status messages and just enjoy Facebook for what it is. And please don't bring me into it with your ridiculous nonsense of putting angels and the like all over my... I don't want it on my Facebook.
It's social spam, and it's annoying as crap.
It's horrible. And people are confusing it for being, oh, you know, man, they're going to think I'm cool because I just sent them a trip to the Bahamas. You sent me an imaginary trip to the Bahamas that is actually an application that wants to download something on my computer. I would rather you cough on me when you have the flu than send me this ridiculous thing.
Yes.
Because you know what? At least I know how to get rid of the flu. If I get the flu, I'm not going to have to buy a new computer.
I've actually become a bit of a Nazi when it comes to Facebook.
Well,
the moment someone sends me something stupid like an angel or a love bunny, it's delete time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's delete
but
time.
But it's annoying that I have to delete it.
It really is.
All right, we have time for one more story.
Oh, sorry, Ray. I was looking to try and send you an angel.
Oh. You see, you
I'm
would.
A love bunny.
Boy, if you, I would. Oh, you would.
Oh, I would. You deserve it.
I know
it.
You would.
Know it. Ray. Let's see. This month in the Journal of Science and Clinical Psychology, University of Rochester study revealed that people are happier on weekends.
Wow. How much money did that cost?
It doesn't say, but I imagine it was a bit.
Wow. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen.
Rocket scientists
that
decide this.
And that breaking story wraps up the news. All right, listen, on tomorrow's show, my wife found an article for Gorilla.
All right.
She found an article from, and I cannot remember where she found it from. She found an article that actually claims that there are people out there that say their marriage bond was strengthened by sleeping in separate beds.
It's true.
It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
And I think most of the people interviewed said it's ridiculous. There is a small amount of people whose marriage gets stronger from sleeping in separate beds. I got to find this. I'll have her find this article, and I will read it for you tomorrow, Gorilla.
Okay.
So for those people that keep asking me about Gorilla's marriage, this article will say maybe it's not in as much trouble as we think.
It may add credence to it.
You never know. Mm-hmm. Also, on tomorrow's show, Hillbilly Jones. How about that?
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. All right. We went extra long
this
today.
This is Jubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Thank you. We went extra long today.
You did?
Listen, the podcast, we're switching over the podcast name to Chubby Ray Live from Breaking Curfew, so it might not show up on iTunes today. If you want to get the podcast, go to the Chubby Ray page itself or check it out on Facebook, all right?
It changed on my feed.
Yeah, but it's still got to change where it's coming from and all that stuff.
That's
a big thing. All right, thank you to Gorilla. Thank you for Gully. And thank you for listening, everybody. We're back tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Till then, so long.
Good night, chicks. and a very special good